Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Brian Billick, NFL Network, joins us right now here on the Fan Morning Show. Good morning, Coach. How's everything?
Doing great this morning.
All right. So are we talking about the Steelers. Steelers play Minnesota this week, coming off the Cleveland win. Tell me this. As an offensive guy, a guy schooled on the offensive side of the football, knows a ton about it. What makes Antonio Brown so good in big-time situations? Why does he get separation?
Wow. Who knows? I mean, the fact that this guy was not a highly drafted guy tells you that we hadn't figured that out since his college days. Obviously the physical skills themselves speak for themselves, but his sense, he's like a point guard in basketball. He just has a sense of what's going on around him. And, of course, he and Ben have that special relationship that they kind of read each other's minds. But the quickness, the basketball on grass, the closest thing I can equate it to is a player I had in Minnesota that's now in the Hall of Fame, and Chris Carter. That kind of ability in space to move and be able to move open and into open areas.
Well, let's stay on the offensive side. If you had Le'Veon Bell, would you try to watch his touches so he's around in post, or you just ride him the way they had the last couple
years?
You
know, you say that as a coach, and it's all good in philosophy to say, okay, we, particularly with a guy that had not been in training camp, although running backs obviously don't do a lot in training camp simply because there's no position that takes more of a beating during the regular season than does the running back position. But you're going to do what you got to do to win. And he will tell you, particularly during the way they train, that you know he's going to want the ball. He wants to carry the ball 20, 25 times. He wants the ball down the field. So, yeah, you be mindful of it, and you certainly want to get a little bit of a rotation. But there are only 16 games, and to try to put a governor on it, very rarely does it work that way.
Brian, we were talking about this earlier, about when you go to a four-wide receiver set, obviously you can have four wide receivers, or in the Steelers' case, you can put Bell out there as one of those receivers. What are some of the advantages of putting Bell out there and maybe the advantages of four wide instead?
Well, you know, yeah, obviously four wide, you're going to stretch the field, but Pittsburgh, and it's become the vogue thing in the NFL, Pittsburgh has the ability to go with a three wide, even a two tight, that with your tight ends, that now you put Le'Veon Bell. I mean, okay, anything that will bring around base personnel, that even if it's two tight ends, and now I can move Le'Veon Bell outside and create a three-wide receiver. If I have three wide receivers, and that's a legitimate running threat with a tight end of the game, now I move Le'Veon Bell out into the slot, and now it's a legitimate four-wide. So I've got big nickel, I've got nickel. You just really stretch the matchups that a defense has to decide on. Okay, do I want to configure to stop the run, or do I got to configure to stop the pass? And obviously Todd Haley will counter the same way when it comes to, okay, if I think you're going to counter the run, I'm going to move Le'Veon Bell outside and I'm going to throw the ball.
Check out the Fan's Instagram page at 937TheFan, sponsored by Fanatic Impressions in Washington. Talking to Brian Billick, NFL Network right now. Obviously you have an affinity for tight ends, and we do too here in this city. Heath Miller, I think, maybe the most underrated Steeler in history. Underappreciated Steeler maybe in history. That being said, Jesse James not ever going to be a Heath Miller, I don't think. But you've seen growth from this guy in the past couple years, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. And again, growth in a sense that his relationship with Ben Roethlisberger. Every good quarterback relies on a tight end, particularly in critical situations, because of the, you know, the sweep that they have. You know, you can put the ball about anywhere. And when you're talking about a guy that's 6'7", that's a big sweep area. And so there's a comfort zone with that. And as he continues to mature, as Heath did, and get used to Ben Roethlisberger and where does he want me, where does he need me, in conjunction with obviously the other assets that you have outside, whether it be Antonio Brown or Martavis Bryant, that can be a huge asset. So it's as much to do with the growth of that relationship as it does the actual physical skills of a player like Jesse James.
Now, Coach, 13 penalties, 144 yards. Coaches absolutely hate that. You know, the delay of games, the holding, I guess that's going to happen. But the personal fouls, how do you get the guys to kind of slow their game down without taking away that aggressiveness? You have to be careful with that.
Well, that's, you know, penalties, and I'm kind of the other way with it. It's the pre- and post-snap penalties that drive you nuts. You know, in-game, in-play penalties, holding, pass interference, even personal fouls within the play itself. That's a hard one, you know. And it's a fine line as to how you deal with that. You can't ever ratchet back the passion of your players. It's the pre and post snap. Obviously, the procedure penalties, the offsides, the late hits, that type of thing. That you got to get under control because that's going to kill you. And was the reason why, obviously, in playing Cleveland, they left them just a little bit more vulnerable than people thought going into the game.
Brian, how dangerous are the Vikings?
Very. Very. I mean, that defense is for real. That secondary, with the exception of maybe Seattle, and I'm not even sure there, that's the most physical secondary I've seen in a long, long time. The front seven can stop your run with just a standard spacing front. They're very good defensively. And if offensively, that offensive line is much better than it was last year. The receiving core down the field with Diggs and Thielen. You didn't see much of Rudolph the other night, but he's a big factor as well. They can present some challenges that they didn't last year. So that great defense with an improved offense, and Sam Bradford is a proven quarterback in this league. They are very much for real.
You know, it sounds funny for a guy who is a number one overall pick, but is Bradford underrated to some degree?
Well, everybody knows about his trek through the NFL and the number of different coordinators and offenses he's been in. Not by way of excuse. I think had he been someplace where he could have matured within a single philosophy, had players wrapped around him, his numbers would be much more impressive. I don't know anybody in the league that questions the physical abilities and the ability to play quarterback of Sam Bradford. I think he's very highly thought of. I think people just think that he can find some consistency, and he may have that now with Pat Shurmur in Minnesota in the commitment they're making to him. You may begin to see all the things that were warranted when Sam Bradford was the first pick.
Guy who was on the other side of that football game, Adrian Peterson, as we step out of Steelerville for just a little bit, talking to Brian Billick, had quite a, you know, a stare down, I guess, with Sean Payton. You ever have one of those moments with a player? Or how does that work?
Oh, yeah, there's going to be emotion in a game. And you don't, during the game itself, you don't have time to really address it the way you'd like to. You've got to move on. And they alluded to that, and they will. They'll be fine. The hard thing for Adrian Peterson is he's now on a team where he's not the best player. And he's going to be used in a very specific manner that may or may not agree with what he thinks he can do. They're not good enough defensively to be a run-oriented team. I know the idea, well, we'll run the ball, take time off the clock, and help our defense. Well, with Drew Brees there, that's not going to happen. And Drew Brees is apt to be a 600-plus throw guy, like he's been in his entire career. Well, if you're gonna have maybe 1,100 plays during the course of the season, if you're gonna have a 600-plus throw guy, you're not gonna be a running team as much as they want to. I don't think they're good enough to be a running team, and I'm not quite sure what AD's role is for them.
Well, and let's take it a step further. There's only one football, and with that being said, back to Steelerville. Does Ben have to have that in the back of his head that he has to make his guys happy, or is it just strictly game plan, whatever it takes to win the game? It's easier said than done there as well.
Yeah, and you have to deal with the personalities, and that comes down to obviously Todd Haley and everybody else in the organization, obviously, from Mike as well. To guys, you know, we got to keep the primary goal here. And it is tough because receivers generally want the ball. I remember when we had Derek Mason, one of the best players I've ever had, just hard working. And he would get very frustrated when we couldn't get him involved. So I got to the point where I had Derek come in on Tuesdays when we had the game plan working up. I said, okay, here's the game plan on the board. Tell me what position you want. I'll put you wherever you want to be, X, Y, Z, whatever. Tell me on what play where you want to be so that you can get the ball. Now, we know it doesn't always work out that way. The quarterback's got to go through a progression. Things change. And that gave him a sense of understanding. Okay, I understand that you can't orchestrate that. You can't force it. And that helped a little bit for him in an understanding. I don't know if it helped at all in terms of him still being frustrated. And it's going to move. I mean, obviously, I've always said, defensively, you can take away anything you want. You want to take away Antonio Brown, you can take him away. But you're going to pay a price now with Le'Veon Bell and Jesse James and Martavius Bryant. And all, I mean, at what price? So as a team comes in and says, okay, we're not going to let Le'Veon Bell beat us. That's our number one thing. Well, then Antonio Brown's going to kill you. Well, we're not going to let Antonio Brown beat us this game. Well, then Le'Veon Bell's going to beat you. That's the tough thing when you have other options.
O'Brien, with a lot, and the Steelers are one of these teams. I know we've talked about this before about the regulars not playing very much, if in some cases at all, in the preseason. Is the NFL going to become more like college football, where coaches talk about the biggest difference is going to be between week one and week two? Because in colleges, they don't have any preseason. And in the NFL, a lot of players don't get the preseason now. Is there going to be a big difference in what we saw last week to this week with most teams?
I don't know that it's a huge difference, but I think you're going to see a little more solidifying of what you are, both good and bad. Probably more in the bad. If you're struggling and you're having an area, let's say like the offensive line for the Houston Texans, we're going to find out in week two whether they are really that bad or whether there's an issue or not. And the same thing with good. Boy, we didn't realize we were going to be able to run the ball. Let's say a team like Denver that ran the ball very, very well with C.J. Anderson and Jamal Charles. That looked very good, and that'll bode very well for them. Well, they're going to find out in week two, can we really rely on this running game, or is it going to be more like last year? So it revalidates what you saw in week one, and it still will progress. And everybody's doing it the same way. Everybody plays their starters or limits their starters about the same through the entire NFL.
Last thing for you, talking to Brian Billick, NFL Network. T.J. Watt was unbelievable. He put Joe Thomas on his ear a couple times, which is unfathomable for a guy playing in his first game. He is so good, though, but it limits James Harrison to four snaps in week one. How do you see this playing out in terms of playing time moving on?
Well, it's the same thing, you know, and that's a nice problem to have, and what a spectacular start that he did have. It's, okay, well, who else are you going to put in, and where are you going to put him, and how are you going to use him? It's a good problem to have. A player does have to get into a rhythm, and I'm sure James Harrison will be very frustrated with it, but there's some situational things. It's a long, long season, so it'll tend to work itself out. You just got to make sure that you don't get emotionally too worked up about how it's playing out right at the moment.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.